Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, and we are live and we are in the studio. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. After a whole lot of technical difficulties yesterday and being online with the support the group and all of this, we finally got a breakthrough to get things resolved. And I thank and praise God for this hour that we share today. Praise the Lamb of God. Each of you, for your faithfulness and for hanging on in there with us, praise the Lamb of God, and being a part of the show. Thank you so very much. Spread the word, spread the word. Tell it everywhere you go. Prophet Michael Shakespeare is on the air. PSM Perspectives, Prophetic Perspectives is here, and we thank and praise God, hallelujah, on this day of praise and worship that we have set aside just to lift our hands and give God praise again for all that he is and all that he does and all that he's doing. And trust me, people, he is a wonderful God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, Bertha, you all missed it last night. Another encounter with God, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, in our midweek, in the hour of power Tuesday. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what an awesome God we serve, praise the Lamb of God. Of course, that angel just ushered us right in to the arms of Jesus, and we embraced him. And, I mean, it was such a very strong move of God as we released the prophetic words to the people. Again, I wind up prophesying to everybody in the house as God gave me dictation, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, on what to say and what to give, and it was just awesome. And then we came forth with the word, praise the Lamb of God, which we'll share some tidbits of that with you as the show continues. I am just so moved at how our God, praise the Lamb of God, is moving so mightily amongst us in this season, as I posted on the page this morning. Praise the Lamb of God, the move of God, the power and the presence of God, the prophetic word of God is so strong, and we're watching God. I was with Angel a little while ago, praise the Lamb of God. Matter of fact, she'll be back momentarily, but I was with Angel a little while ago, my daughter, and I looked at her, and she was doing things that she hasn't been able to do in years. And I just looked at her, and I said, oh, my God, you just so healed, aren't you? She said, Dad, it's incredible. I suffered for this for over 2 years, and God took it away. Oh, people of God, you just don't know how awesome God is until God just show you how awesome he is. He's a miracle-working God, and that's nothing short of a miracle, praise the Lamb of God. And we just praise God, hallelujah, that we were able to be instrumental in that miracle, and praise the Lamb of God that we had witnesses that was there, praise the Lamb of God, that saw the miracle-working power of God move on Angel that night in our power service. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, my goodness, I am so excited. I am so happy, praise the Lamb of God, to get a good report from Trivia Carter, praise the Lamb of God, down in, I think it's Trivia Carter Williams is her name because she's married, but she's a part of the Carter Girls, praise the Lamb of God. And their father, who was having surgery, had a stroke in surgery, and it was not looking good at all, but the saints prayed. And I want to say thank you to all of you all for your prayers. She contacted me again and allowed me to know that Dad is fine now. He's stable, and everything is seemingly is going to be all right. They're expecting a full recovery. So we lift our hands and give God praise. There's nothing like prayer, people of God. There's nothing like having intercessors who will, praise the Lamb of God, surrender their time, their will, and, praise the Lamb of God, their spirituality to tapping into that realm, praise the Lamb, that only the children of God are allowed to tap into, and that is to be before the throne of God. I love you all, intercessors, as I call them on the page, warriors. I love the warriors, praise the Lamb of God, our administrators. Thank and praise God for them also. I just can't thank them enough for what they do to orchestrate and to keep the flow of the page moving. I thank God for each one of you. The gathering is coming, people of God. I'm getting inboxes from pastors who are bringing delegations to the gathering, praise the Lamb of God. And I'm saying to you all, let's gear up, let's get ready, praise the Lamb of God, to war for our promise, hallelujah. I'm telling you, our God is going to bless us. Matter of fact, my meditation scripture today, praise the Lamb of God, said, and so, this is what the word of God said, and so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise, hallelujah, Hebrews 6 and 15. Praise the Lamb of God, speaking of Abraham and all of his trial and tribulation, but he patiently endured, even though the promise, praise the Lamb of God, staggered. Hallelujah. The promise staggered, but his faith did not waver. He was fully persuaded that God would do what he had promised. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. And didn't he go through? He went through with his wife. He went through, praise the Lamb of God, with himself. He went through with Hagar. He went through with Ishmael. He went through some changes, praise the Lamb of God. But he still held on to his faith, and God rewarded his faith, praise the Lamb of God, in the long run. And so will God reward you, you, and you, and you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're listening to my voice today and you want to call in to be a part of our live studio as we go further in this worship day, praise the Lamb of God, the area code here is area code 646. The number is 564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. And you can be a part of our live studio today. Praise the Lamb of God, just by calling in and being a part. And we thank and praise God for each of you that's here. Praise the Lord. It's prayer time. It's time for us to petition the throne of grace at this hour. Hallelujah, my God. And I say it again, nothing beats prayer. Praise the Lord. Nothing beats prayer. And I thank God, praise the Lamb of God, for the men and women of God who come on the show daily and don't mind praying. Praise the Lord. Do we have an intercessor today, someone who would push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God, and intercede for us today, praise the Lamb of God, on the show? Just push one on your dial, and we will be with you in just a second here, praise the Lord, as we define, praise the Lamb of God, the love of God, hallelujah, how much love God has for us, people of God. I want all of you to know, no matter where my voice is heard, hallelujah, no matter what you're going through, that Jesus loves you today. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to know that. I want you to know that the Father's love is so powerful, that the Father's love is so powerful. Praise the Lamb of God. His compassion runs deep. And I want you to know that our God will do anything, hallelujah, for his children. He will, people of God. But he does it in his time, and he does it his way. And sometimes we don't get what we want the way we want it, but God does other things, praise the Lamb of God, to sustain, to cause you to hold on, to cause you to deal with, praise the Lamb of God, all that you're going through. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, praise God. But those of you that are in convalescent homes, those of you that's in hospital rooms, we're still praying, praise the Lamb of God, for Father Carter down in the Baton Rouge area. We're still praying for those on our page who have requested prayer, hallelujah, for our children. Our children having problems in schools, getting in schools, breaking those barriers because of, praise the Lamb of God, manipulation and lies and things of this nature. We're praying for you today, that the peace of God will cover your heart. Amen. The peace of God will cover your heart. Yes, indeed. Praise the Lord. Those of us who are in need of a breakthrough, financial breakthrough, God is able, people of God. God is able to bless you, praise the Lamb of God, and give you that no one else can. Praise the Lord. Let's look to the throne now, praise the Lamb, since there is no intercessor. Father in heaven, I thank you for your love and for your grace and your mercy. I thank you for all that you are and all that you do. You're such an awesome God. Hallelujah. And I thank you for this blessed privilege to be able to call on your name, Father, to be able to look heavenwardly, hallelujah, and give your name praise and glory. For you deserve all the praise. You deserve all the praise and honor, Father, and double honor. And more honor should be given to you. We exalt your name in this day. Thank you for life. Thank you for that miracle, Father. The miracle of thought, the miracle of the activity of our limbs, the miracle, Father, hallelujah, a movement. Thank you. Thank you so much, hallelujah, today, that we are able to have clothes on our back, a shelter about us, Father. Thank you for food on our tables. We give you praise and honor and glory today. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, for health and strength today. I pray now, Father, for those who are weak, for those who are sick, for those who are afflicted, those that are hearing my voice even now, Father, many of them have been tried, oh God, hallelujah, in their bodies. But I know you're a doctor. I know you're greater than a doctor. I know you're the great physician. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we command healing today. We command healing and restoration. Hallelujah, Father. Remember, Father Carter, thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you, Lord, for moving on our behalf. Thank you for guiding the doctor's hands. I ask you now that you would strengthen that body. Hallelujah. Remember Mother Carter, Father. I thank you. Hallelujah. And these children who have been thrown for a loop, who are set back, Father. Hallelujah. Because of this attack on the Father. I pray today that you would hold her hand, Father. That you would give her strength in her body. Hallelujah. That you would strengthen her spirit. That you would strengthen our inner person. Oh, God, in Jesus' mighty name, look on those children today. Look on Trivia. Look on Shanda. Look on Monique, Father. Look on those children today and give them strength, hallelujah, as they gather around their father's bed in oneness, Father. Ah, my God in heaven, and pray the prayers of faith. Hear them today, Father, in the name of Yeshua. Father, today, look today on our children, Father. They need you on the schoolyards, Father. They need you up and down those halls. They need you on the college campuses. They need you, Father. Hallelujah. The blood covering be upon them. The blood covering of Jesus be upon our children, Father. Hallelujah today, Father. You're God by yourself. And I know you're able to do it today. I know you're able to dispatch angels, even in the schools, Father. Look and have mercy today, Father. Remember Barack Obama. Remember our government, Father, and these decisions of war. I know, God, that you care. I know that you've created all people for your good pleasure. And I know, Father, hallelujah, that you can guide the minds and hearts on behalf of your people, hallelujah, for what will be best for us, what will be best that will give you glory and praise. Oh, God, look today on that man, Father, hallelujah, that leads this nation. Cover his mind, cover his heart, cover his spirit, and give him strong, bold soldiers, oh, God. Renew his strength, Father, hallelujah. Let the light of God be in his eyes and in his face, Father. Ah, God, no matter the castigations, no matter the accusations, no matter the finger pointing, no matter the naysayers, keep him strong, Father. Let his face be as a flint against any man, praise the Lamb of God, that will come up against right and righteousness. Father, in the name of Jesus today, remember this show. Hallelujah. Remember the people listening to my voice. Bless us all today. And we give your name praise. We give your name honor. We give your name glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. You are God today. Bless your holy name. Bless your God, who is like our God today. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to the Lamb of God. There is no God like our God. There is no God like our God. There is no God that hear prayer like our God. Hallelujah to your name. And we give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. I think this Bertha didn't call in here. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha Pruitt, is that you?
Yes, it is, Prophet. I had pushed the play, but you went on to pray. Praise God.
Oh, well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I had asked, and then there wasn't no light up. So, you know me. Praise the Lamb of God. Praying and water drinking is about the same. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, I don't mind praying. I don't mind talking to Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God at all, you know. And I praise God for you. And praise the Lamb of God. And sometimes I just have to, you know, it's good for us to stop and pray for you all. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, it is. It's a good thing for us to stop and pray with you all and for you all. Praise the Lamb of God in this season. Yes, indeed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I love the intercessors. I love the people of God who come forth. Praise the Lamb of God and help us in this ministry to do all that we do in the name of Jesus, so that the Lord can be named, can be praised, and that we can hold Him in high esteem as we should. It's a wonderful thing, you know. And having those type of people, you guys, you know, around me, praise the Lamb of God, is a blessing to me. And I noticed one thing, Bertha, praise the Lamb. I'm so glad you're here today. I noticed, praise God, the backlash of the enemy that comes against me. Now, I really, really have noticed that a lot as you have been so persistent in allowing me to see through your prayers, praise the Lamb, and through your acknowledgement of it, the backlash of Satan as he comes against me, praise the Lamb of God. And I know I notice it now, the things that he do that threatens my existence even, praise God.
Yes.
But I praise God that the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and that even the other night when the Lord, well, no, was that Sunday? It was Sunday. The Lord told me to let them pray for you, and the stretching forth of you all's hands and praying for me, praise the Lamb of God, really, really helped me. And I didn't know that I was going to go home and feel sick, that sickness was going to try to attack my body. I felt like I was catching the flu or something after I came home. Hallelujah. But the Lord took me straight through it, praise the Lamb of God, and made all things well for me. And I feel good today, and I praise God for that. So I just want to take the time again to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being available and for being so sensitive to the needs of the apostolic prophet. I speak blessings upon your life. Boy, oh boy, what a wonderful God. What a wonderful God. What a wonderful God we serve. We had a time last night, Bertha, praise. Angels in the studio, everybody.
Hi, Angel.
Today. Hi, Angel.
Hey.
Angel that walked in, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I think this Prophet Darrell, Erico 773.
No, this is your son, Pastor McGee.
Pastor McGee, okay. Praise the Lord. So there's more people with a 773 than Prophet Darrell, huh?
Yes.
How are you doing, son?
I'm doing fantastic. I am really happy to just listen to you on the show today, Dad. You and Angel. And see God still moving as He's doing, and I'm so very, very happy and proud of you and my sister, Dad.
Well, bless you, man of God. Praise the Lamb of God. It's good to hear your voice, man. We're gearing up for the gathering, and we can't wait. Praise the Lamb of God to offer all of us to assemble and come together once again under the same roof to experience God in a way. Praise the Lamb of God, that's just going to blow your mind. You know, I can always visualize you in services, son, and you know, I can't wait to see you with some army gear on. That's going to be, because you probably going to look like a real soldier. You know what I mean? They may have to call some armed forces for real when you walk in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because we're going to be dressed in army gear, people of God. I'm very serious about that. In war gear, whether it's any branch of the military, praise the Lamb of God. And you can wear the jackets, the pants, the boots, whatever, you know. But just that's what we want. We want to really go to war, praise the Lamb of God, with the enemy in the spirit realm and with ourselves about the promises of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's time for manifestation. It's time for us to get what God has promised us. Praise the Lamb of God. And there's only two, praise the Lamb of God, entities that hold back our promise. That's the enemy and us.
Yeah.
Hello, life of.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. It's us that needs to be whipped in shape so that we can receive what God has, or is Satan, praise the Lamb of God, intercepting and blocking our blessings? And we go in the war with that rascal. We're going to reveal some things to you that is going to be a blessing to your life, praise the Lamb of God, as we minister to you twice a day, praise the Lamb of God, morning and night, praise the Lamb of God. We'll have that opportunity, plus the rest of our anointed speakers, Pastor Gail Johnson, Prophet Edward Pierce is coming all the way from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. My brother, J.D. Anderson, praise the Lamb, Pastor J.D. Anderson is going to be with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor McGee is going to be there. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't even want to get into calling names. Apostle Malcolm, Prophet Malcolm, praise the Lamb of God. His lovely wife is going to be with us and some others. Apostle Steve Jones is going to be with us. Pastor Mike Runnels is going to be with us. Pastor Leon Thompson is going to be with us. We have a list of names, and we're going to hear some more coming in as the day draws close to us. So we're excited about the gathering. I hope you guys are getting your rooms together. Praise the Lamb of God. And start getting those registrations in, because now the hotel is going to start putting pressure on me to start paying these installments, praise the Lamb of God, that needs to be paid. So I need you all to really start gearing up to get your registrations paid as soon as possible and things of that nature. But it's going to be an awesome, awesome time, praise the Lamb of God. I know Baton Rouge is going to be in the house in New Orleans. It's going to be in the house, East Coast, West Coast. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's going to be a time. It's going to be a time that we're going to have. But, son, we had a time last night. Nobody can believe, praise the Lamb of God, what is happening at TCA on Tuesday night. I don't know what it is. Praise God. But our Tuesday night has been so powerful. We have had good service on Sunday, but our Tuesday night just stands out at the presence of God. It's like the Lord said, I ain't nowhere else to go, so I guess I'll come be with you guys. Bertha, am I lying, Bertha?
No, you're not.
I'm not exaggerating, man. It's just that last night it was such a strong presence behind in the worship as angels yield the mic. And I stood up and I was like, my God, Lord, wow. What? I mean, I even said it. It came out of my mouth while I was speaking to the people. I said, my God, Lord, you are so strong in here tonight. I just didn't understand why the presence was so strong. Praise the Lamb of God. But I know he was blessing the needy ones. And the release of the prophetic word last night on each and every one of the people individually, praise the Lamb of God, then the corporate word that came out of James, the first chapter, the first seven verses, praise the Lord, which, oh my goodness, what a word that was in looking at our temptations, our afflictions. Praise the Lamb of God. James tells us, you know, to rejoice in this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Praise the Lamb of God. Or afflictions. When he says to us there to count it all joy. Praise the Lamb of God. That really, really, son, sounds paradoxical. Now, you're going to tell me to start shouting and get happy and count it joy when I'm in trouble, when I am tried, when I am tested, when afflictions hit me, you know. But believers, of course, we don't do that. We wail and cry and holler, and we don't count it all joy because we lack something, praise the Lamb of God, and it's in those seven verses. Praise the Lord. Where is my little Bible? Here it is. There's my little baby. I'm going to turn to this because people of God, get your Bibles, get your Bible. Tell somebody, let me hit the bell. Yeah, let me hit that for y'all. Yeah. Praise my dragnet. That lets you know something dynamic can happen. There it is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That let them know something dynamic is about to take place. Praise the Lord. Get your Bibles. I want you to see this in James. I mean, it was, and I'm going to take a couple of minutes here and deal with this. Praise God. Hallelujah. It says, James, the servant of God, the first chapter, first verses, people. James, the servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. Now, that's for everybody. Praise the Lamb of God. You're part of one of them. You're a part of one of those tribes, praise the Lamb of God, one way or another. Praise the Lamb. It's the 12 tribes, so that's the Old Testament and New Testament church. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Praise the Lamb of God. When you enter into these areas of afflictions, he says to us to count this as joy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, it's difficult to do this, praise the Lamb of God, if the rest of this passage is not looked at. Look what he says in the next verse. Knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Praise the Lamb of God. We see a dot connecting. So these temptations, these divers, various types of temptations that come at different intervals, different times, praise the Lamb of God. One temptation come to make me want to fall into sexual sin, praise the Lamb of God. Another temptation come that makes me want to manipulate and lie and steal. I love somebody for personal gain. Another temptation come, praise the Lamb of God, for me that's going to tempt me to be a hypocrite. Hallelujah, and perpetrate up in the church.
That's
still hallelujah. Then there's other types of temptation or affliction that come upon us, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now, praise the Lamb of God, that come upon us that causes us to want to do something wrong. When troubles come upon us, praise the Lamb of God, if we don't understand this passage correctly and put it into play, then we're going to mess up.
Right.
We will start doing things in the natural.
That's right.
Especially when it comes through people. Because we're acting like Peter and just go to cussing folk out.
That's right.
Yeah, we're trying to resolve our own issues. You know what I mean? We're people.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. So when these types of afflictions, various types of afflictions and attacks and temptations befall us, praise the Lamb of God, we must understand that the purpose of them is for the testing of our faith. Mm-hmm. The Lamb of God. But watch this now. The exercising of your faith is to bring forth something. That's patience.
That's right.
Hello, light bulbs. See, it's not just to increase your faith. Because your faith can increase and you don't have no patience.
That's right.
You still must have patience, praise the Lamb of God. And this is an area that believers, praise the Lamb of God, lack in. We want instamatic coffee. We want instant coffee. We want microwave popcorn. We want instant dinners. We want everything as soon as it comes out the wrapping. We want it to be ready to dine on. And we want blessings the same way. Everything God speaks, we want it to appear. Praise the Lamb. If God said he's going to do this, we want it right now. Praise the Lamb. Thank God is that he is wise enough, praise the Lamb of God, to know what's best for us and know the Kairos timing for our blessings and stuff to come forth in our life so that, praise the Lamb of God, it can work to our good and not to our ill, because blessings can hurt you. Hello, my boss. Blessings can hurt you just like blessings can be good for you. Blessings can hurt you. So James here, praise the Lamb of God, watch this now. He has some good meat here on the bone that we think that we can interpret right quick, praise the Lamb of God, without digging into it, but it's really, praise the Lamb of God, a lot here. Watch what he says in verse 4. He said, but let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now, he says the exercising of your faith is to bring forth patience. And then he says, but let patience have her perfect work. So in other words, the uncomfortability, hey, Bertha, the uncomfortability, Pastor McGee, the uncomfortability of your faith being tried is in your patience area. Because that's where you got to become complete at. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That word perfect is interpreted complete. Let patience do her complete work. That you can be complete.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Y'all ain't listening to this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Watch this, Pastor McGee. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay. Since I have this faith, praise the Lamb of God, in God, and I'm trusting God, I'm believing God, and I'm responding to God's word, positive, that's all about faith right there. That's faith. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Responding to the word of God in a positive belief action is exercising your faith. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what faith is. But that's not patience. Wait a minute now, but that's not patience.
That's right.
Patience is a whole different animal.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. That must work with faith, hallelujah, so that you can be complete. Do your faith will give out on you.
That's
See, if Abraham didn't have patience, he would have never received the promise.
Amen.
He would have never received the promise if he didn't have patience. He had to be patient. He had to patiently wait, praise the Lamb of God. So patience is an art, praise the Lamb of God. The process of patience is an art that believers need to submit themselves to, but this is an area we never hardly pray about. We don't pray about it and don't pay attention to it because we don't want to be patient. We live in a jet-set society. We live in a high-tech society. Everything we want is at our fingertips.
Right.
And we want our blessings to be the same way, but God has not changed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's still doing things in the old-fashioned way. Praise the Lamb of God. You just want to get used to it and relax, praise the Lamb of God, because this is going to be worked out in you as a believer. Praise the
right.
Lamb of God. Patience is going to have her perfect work. Now, look what he says. But let patience. He didn't say patience is going to force itself.
That's right.
No.
Okay. The word let mean allow.
Right.
Amen. Yes,
but
Lord.
Allow patience to have a perfect work. Watch this. That ye may be complete.
Mm-hmm.
And entire. Praise the Lamb. That means got it all together now. Because your faith and your patience together, you can't be moved.
Thank you, Lord.
It's right there. Look what it says. And once these two come together, you will be wanting nothing.
Amen.
You won't want nothing. Once your faith and your patience shake hands and agree. In other words, you won't be anxious about nothing.
Jesus.
You ain't tripping over nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me tell you why. Because faith has taught you the lesson of the power of God, what God can do. That's what faith teach us. Hallelujah. If I obey God, I will see his deliverance in my life over and over again.
Hallelujah.
I'll start doing things for me over and over again. Nearly every day of my life, I'll be able to pick out something that God has done. That's living
Hallelujah.
The faith life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But then when my patience kick in, the areas I don't see God working in, I will constantly be able to say, it's coming.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I know I got some gray hair, and he promised me that when I was 20, but it's coming. Praise
it's
the Lamb of God. He's just working on me, getting me together for what he has for me. Praise the Lamb of God. Then we don't give up on God. Hallelujah. We don't give up on the promise. We don't walk away from the assignment. Some of us can't stay in one place for God to manifest himself, praise the Lamb of God, because we got hoppergrass mentality. We're always jumping over somewhere else.
My God.
We don't have no stayability.
That's
yeah,
right.
I made up a word, stayability. Praise the Lamb of God. We can't stay in a place and develop. We can't stay in a place in an assignment, praise the Lamb of God, we put our hands to and say, this is what God told me to do, and so I'm going to do this for the Lord, come what may.
Hallelujah.
Nothing is going to move me. Not castigations. Not insults, ain't none of that going to move me. Not lack, nothing is going to move me. The rain can come, the storm can come, ain't nothing going to move me.
Wow.
I'm going to be like a tree.
Yes, Lord.
Planted by the rivers of the waters, praise the Lamb of God. And that's the way we're supposed to be. Hallelujah. Watch this now. Now, I've just got a couple more verses. I'm going to leave you alone. Verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now again, Pastor McGee and praise the Lamb of God, Bertha. This sounds paradoxical. This don't even sound like it belonged there. Why is that right there in verse 5? When you're talking about patience and you're talking about faith, you're talking about temptation, you're talking about afflictions, you're talking about testing, the trying, praise the Lamb of God, of my faith. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to throw wisdom in here. Praise the Lamb of God. But the Holy Spirit gave me a revelation because everybody can't get this. Everybody can't understand these mechanics right here.
Right.
Low light bulbs. See, this is in here because everybody do not have the wisdom to understand these mechanics so that when they start going through temptation and affliction and they face being tried, that they are counting all joy.
Hallelujah.
You can't count this all joy unless you have some godly wisdom.
That's right.
Godly wisdom will cause you to rejoice when other people can't rejoice.
Yeah.
I ain't listening. Praise the name of God. See, we the peculiar people. We are a peculiar crowd of people. Praise the Lamb of God. And since we are peculiar, praise the Lamb, one of our peculiarities is that we rejoice in hard times.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
And we praise God in lion's dens. Y'all ain't listening to me.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lamb
of
God. That we be happy down in a fiery furnace.
Yes.
Hello? We're peculiar, praise the Lamb, because we understand with godly wisdom the order and the process of God. Praise the Lamb of God. A lot of us have been crippled and suffer spiritual paralysis because of the fact that we were brought into a micro dot mentality about God. When the word of God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts,
and
my ways are not your ways. As high as the heavens is from the earth, so as my thoughts and my ways are different from yours. Praise the Lamb of God. It did not say that you could not get the understanding. We've been taught you can never understand God, that the devil a lie. Hallelujah. God wants to reveal himself.
Yes, he does.
God does. I ask for you to understand him. He's talking about your carnal mind cannot understand the things of the spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. And everything I just read to you is spiritual. Everything I just read is spiritual. That manifests itself in the natural. But it's spiritual.
Jesus.
The afflictions and the temptations are spiritual.
Yes,
and
Lord.
God uses them to develop you.
Yes,
right.
Yes,
he's developing himself. He's using it to develop you.
Yes, Lord.
Hello, light bulbs. But if you don't have godly wisdom, you can't understand this, and you're going to always be the complainer.
You're
going to always be the crier. You're going to always be the one throwing up your hands. You're going to always be the one depressed. You will always be the one in having a pity party and inviting everybody to it. You will always be the one talking negative. You're going to be always the one, praise the Lamb of God, that's saying, I love Jesus and have no faith, no belief, and no trust, and no patience. Because you didn't allow, praise the Lamb of God, patience to be worked out in you complete. So you won't be anxious and want nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You have to come to a place of understanding that God will give it to you in his own time. I know I'm teaching some good stuff here today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now watch what he says. Watch what he says in verse 6. But let him act in faith, nothing wavering.
Right.
For he that wavereth, it's like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that person think they shall receive anything of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hello, light bulb. See, this is a lesson. Believers, we got to get together here. This is a part of your warring for your promise right here. Praise the Lamb of God. This is a part of your warring. Right here, praise the Lamb of God. We need to get this part. These seven verses need to really stand out. Look what it says in the eighth verse. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Yes, Lord.
Woo! Woo! A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. When you find an individual that has no stayability,
mm-hmm.
is because they double-minded.
That's right.
Praise the Lamb of God. I watch people who want to be on both teams at the same time.
Yes.
That's double-minded. You don't bag nobody because you're always bagging yourself. When you see a double-minded person, it's a person who's always looking out for uno. They're looking out for themselves. They're the alpha and the omega in their life.
Right.
And they like playing hopscotch.
Lord help.
They're good at it. Praise the Lamb of God. Because it benefits them.
That's right.
You have to become stable in God. Y'all better hear the prophet today. If you're going to receive God, you must have some faith that's solid, some faith that's sound, some faith that says, I don't care what happened, I'm not moving on the principles. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm not moving on the principles of and the standards of the Word of God. I'm staying right here on them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't care. You can throw me in the lion's den. I'm standing on the principle.
Standing on.
You can throw me in the fiery furnace. If he don't deliver me, I want you to know something. He's still able.
He's still able.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
he's still able if he don't deliver me. If I don't get what I'm got faith in that he's going to give me. He's still able. And you better watch out. I might miss it in this life, but you better watch out for Angel and Gabriella and Timothy and Joseph. You better watch my grandchildren because my faith is going to go to the grave with me. And God's still going to perform it.
Yes.
Because he promised it. Praise the Lamb of God. We got to stop wavering, people of God. We got to stop being so shaky and get an understanding of the God that we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And get some peace about ourselves. God's been feeding you since you were in your mother's womb.
Hallelujah.
You ain't slept outside yet.
Glory.
Put shelter around you some kind of way.
Jesus. Thank you.
You didn't have clothes on your back some kind of way. And shoes on your feet.
Yes, Lord.
You didn't flush toilets. You didn't brush your teeth. You got food to eat. And you still doubt God every day.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We can't waver, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We got a caller. Eric Coast, 252.
God bless you, sir.
Is this my prophet?
Yes. How you doing, sir?
Prophet Carlos.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine, man of God. What you got going on?
Just coasting, man. Just coasting. I listen to you. I just tuned in and I got caught the tail end. But it's amazing to me that you know you're talking about how people are living these days. And one thing that shocks me is about the body of Christ. They can discern this. They can discern that. But people don't have the Holy Ghost like they say they have it.
My God, you're right, man of God. It's like Jesus told the Pharisees and those of his day. He said, "You mean to tell me you can look at the sky and discern what this is or what that is or how the day when the rain or when the weather gonna change, but you cannot discern, praise the Lamb of God, what God is doing? You can't discern spiritual things." People and where I'm at, Prophet Carlos, is this. I was riding day before yesterday, and I was thinking, you know, of the economy and all of this and all of that, and I was riding, and I kept saying, Lord, if it's this tight on people, because I got friends calling me and everything around, Bible Church is not doing good, this, that. I said, this tight on this level, What is these people out here doing? How are they surviving? And the Lord again took me and said, do you see the blades of grass? Is the grass green?
Jesus.
Is leaves on the tree? You see the bird flying? How do they survive?
Hallelujah.
Same God. Somehow, some way, does what God does, and that is he be God. When the believer, the sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost believer is going to stop going to the hospital for hypertension?
Yes, Lord.
Blood pressure?
Yes, Lord.
When we going to stop stroking out? When we going to stop throwing up our hands, ready to throw in the towel, ready to walk away as though we don't know God or anything? And then some of us are professional with it because we know how to throw it in God's lap and say, maybe this is God's will. This must be the will of God for me to walk away. We don't have no stability in nothing, not in marriages, nothing.
People
wake up now and get out of the bed and say, I don't want to be married no more.
That's right.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yeah.
We plan loop in relationships. From relationship to relationship to relationship, there is no stability in anything. The church is a revolving door.
Yes, it is.
In and out of it, like, you know, hey, the theater, if the show going to be good today, I'll be there. If it's not, who coming? Who is our entertainer today? So-and-so going to be over at that church. I'm going over there. She going to be over at that church. I'm going over there. T.D. Jakes going to be over there. I'm going over there next Sunday. Franklin going to be over there at that theater. I'm going over there next Sunday to be entertained. My daughter and I, I thought she had to do the first half of the show for us. And Angel was talking, and we was talking about worship and how, praise the Lamb of God, important worship is. And we was trying to really analyze, Bertha, why God is moving so powerful at our church, at Truth. Why is the presence of God so high? And we both resolved that it's because we have left the inspiration music, the music that people sing to inspire themselves. We don't sing.
Right.
We sing to God.
Amen.
When we come in the house of God, we come to minister to God, not to the people.
That's right. That's right.
See, and that's what's wrong with our churches.
Right.
Our churches have became entertainment for us, and since the church serves us, we have become God.
That's right.
God has no house. Oops. Oops.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute.
Yes, Lord.
God has no house. We have taken God's house and made it our house. And every time we come in the church, it's entertainment for us. We go home talking about we had good church. I love that song. That's my song. This, that, Reverend, know he was preaching to me. What did God get out of it?
Right.
Amen.
When Solomon built the temple, the priests, the Levites, the children of Israel went in and ministered unto the Lord. And the presence of God came so strong until the priest had to leave out of the house.
That's right.
Because they went in there ministering to God. Ministering before Lord. We don't come to the house of God for that. We come to the house of God, Oh Lord, please let Prophet have a word for me today. Oh Lord, oh God, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do it, Jesus, but I know if I could just get to church, something going to be said, a song going to be sung, a scripture going to be read. We're supposed to be bringing it to Him.
That's right.
We're supposed to be worshiping and praising God for that He has already done and that we are anticipating Him to do.
Amen.
But when we come together, it's the Monkey Shine Show. Everybody want to dress up to get up on the stage.
That's right.
And perform. And 9 times out of 10, that's what it is, a performance.
That's right.
And 9 times out of 10, it's a rehearsed performance.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Don't nobody like me.
Mm-mm.
My daughter said they're going to run me out of town.
Prophet.
Yeah.
Listen, when you was talking about worship, and it just hit me just all of a sudden real quickly, and I was like, wow, because I had been teaching on it, and I found out that a lot of the people are going on their natural gifts and not on the spiritual. And they're going on their ability and stuff like that. And I'm like, God shared when he asked me a question, he said, does my gift have enough miraculous power to influence change in people's lives?
My God in heaven. My God in heaven.
And
man, go ahead.
And the people need to understand, too, that the anointing will protect you from being exposed and the people seeing that you are not skilled.
My God.
Because
my.
When you look at 1 Samuel, and the reason why, oh, my God, Lord Jesus, and the reason why the man died, is because David had the Ark of the Covenant on the wrong thing. And nobody's for been paying it but the Levites.
That's right. That's true.
So,
nobody's supposed to
be handling
that.
Leaders got the people in the wrong places. And it's causing them to die. Whew.
That's deep back stuff.
So they gotta understand what they are, where the people are. Because if you got the people in the wrong place, you wonder how come they're not producing. It's because they're in the wrong place and the anointing is not on them.
Mm-hmm.
The anointing is on is on my sister, and I know the anointing. But why? Because she's in the right place.
Jesus.
And that's how come it's been so powerful on your services, is because she's in the right place and she's not out of order.
My God, my God. My God, my God. My God, my God. My God, my God. I tell you, when we really come to a place, and I've always taught Angel. And I'm not boasting, I'm just saying, people of God, I always taught Angel because my ministry of preaching and the prophetic, I always do it for God. I preach for Jesus. I preach for Him and I prophesy for Him. That's always, as sure as I stand before the Lord God Almighty, I say what Elijah says. As sure as I stand before the Lord God Almighty, as sure as I stand before the God who has of our fathers or whatever, I serve God and I minister for the Lord, to the Lord, to his people. And I've taught Angel from a young girl when she used to get up and sing as a young girl. I used to tell her, just close your eyes and sing to the Lord. You ain't singing to these people. Whatever
right.
you sing, sing it to Jesus.
I'm
and if you sing it to him, he going to come and kiss you. You're going to feel his presence.
Right.
If you sing to the Lord. But if you sing to these people, you're going to get a nice hand clap.
That's it.
And that's what we experience in church is applause. Give them a hand
right.
of praise. Clap, 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 clap. Give them a hand of praise. Clap, clap, clap. But it's really we giving them a hand of praise off of our entertainment.
Right.
Somebody jump up and make some noise. Ah! That's worldly.
Right.
Somebody jump up and make your. Somebody jump up, just wave your hand. Come on, come on, come on. That's worldly. That ain't exciting, God.
Right.
And so people leave the house of God broken, sick, hello light bulbs, with the same burdens they had when they came in there, just feeling better about them.
Mm.
But they have not been delivered, because you can't get no deliverance until Jesus come in the house.
Right.
And when Jesus came into the temple, demons began to cry out.
Mm-hmm.
There's no deliverance until the Lord comes. How do we get the Lord in the house? In the praises of his people. We bring people to praise and worship God and bring, praise the Lamb of God, forth the word that God has given. We gonna see a move of God in the house.
Yes.
But this showtime that we got going, it's ridiculous.
Right.
We got on demand almost at church now. That's what we got going. And it's shameful. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's shameful. Boy, oh boy, I wanted to give you all that, that word, praise the Lamb of God, about your faith and your trust in this season, because there's so many believers that's going through a lot of difficulties, finances and what have you, and you got to watch yourself, because that's when Satan comes, praise the Lamb of God, and tempt you to do things, praise the Lamb of God, that's outside of the will of God. Hallelujah. That's outside of the will of God. See, we had a greater amount of commitment and dedication out of a less educated believer years ago. That was no way, number one, praise the Lamb of God, that you was going to find any kind of deacon or anybody that was in leadership at the church at work on Sunday. That's number one.
Right.
You weren't going to find that.
Nope.
Praise the Lamb of God. They was going to bust the church house door open. Come into church, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. To give God, if it wasn't nothing but the time that they felt they owed him for his goodness across the week, we came to the house of God. We don't have that no more.
Nope.
Because we have compromised with the world.
Right.
And we have tempted, praise the Lamb of God. We have tempted, praise the Lamb of God, the tempter, and allowed the tempter to bring us into a state of just thinking we got to survive. When you do that, the first thing you say is, God is not able to take care of me no other way but this way. So now we have all of these leaders, praise the Lamb of God, that's in the church but is not in Christ.
That's right.
They're in church, but they're not in Christ. We got people who are not committed to Christ.
Yes.
And they make any and every excuse in the world about it. But they don't want to give God his time. That commitment level one, commitment, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can't call a prayer meeting, praise the Lamb, and just get folk to come to the church to pray. That's past. That's old folk you now. They really don't even want to be in Bible class. Most people don't want to be there to learn nothing. They want to be entertained even on Bible class night. They want entertainment. So we're in a difficult hour and a difficult time as transitioning is going on, and the same thing that's happening with Obama in the Syria situation is happening within the spiritual realm of Christendom and the church, and that is, should we go to war?
Right.
These things that exist are against the word of God. It's against the covenant. But seemingly Satan then used a chemical weapon on us that has anesthetized us, that caused us to compromise. I know y'all don't like this. Praise the Lamb of God. To compromise with the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we shouldn't have wondering, should we go to war about this?
Come on here, Pop.
And all we do is we relinquish and resolve to say things like, yeah, but it's working. It works. When we say it works, that means the money's still coming across the table.
Right.
It brings the people to the church. It works. But is it God? Is it out of the covenant of God? Is it out of the will of God? Then what gives us the right to style God's house the way we want to? The way we want to. When it's his house and it's his worship.
Right.
It's a whole lot of compromise that goes on here. Praise the Lamb of God. A whole lot of compromise that goes on here. And then, praise the Lamb of God, we want to sit back and try to do a consensus off of how the people feel about it.
Right.
That's the same thing President Obama doing. He's trying to get the consensus of the people and trying to sway them over to seeing what he sees. But at the same time, Daddy used to say, man, ain't no sense in taking people to the beach and they don't want to swim.
Right.
You going to take a carload of people to the beach and they don't want to swim? Why take them to the beach?
Right.
So President Obama is saying, now, you know, I know what's right to do. I know what the treaty says. I know what the United Nations say. I know what we were supposed to be doing here. We should have bombed this place already. But now, seemingly the greater percentage of America is saying, no, don't fight, leave it alone. We don't want to go to war. We don't want to mess with nobody. We should get out of people's affairs. We always been the ones doing this. Now we shouldn't do this, and we shouldn't do that, and do blah, blah. We're compromising. We're compromising now. Same thing is happening with the church. And it's getting so bad, praise the Lamb of God, until the issues that's in our world and these new laws and these new bills that's being passed from state to state, that's going across the country, going to be passed in the church.
That's right.
Because we're compromising. And the only reason why they're being passed as laws in the church is because of the passiveness of the church. The church is so passive on the issues. And man, you know they'll put you in jail if you preach about this. You know they'll put you in jail. Man, you get in trouble. You get sued if you preach about that. They can take that as a hate crime if you preach about this. Well, somebody need to go to jail. Paul went to jail for preaching.
Mm-hmm.
Peter went to jail for preaching.
Yes,
what's wrong with going to jail for preaching?
Yes.
Nobody want to suffer for what is right. That's what's wrong with us right now. But we want all the power and all the glory and all the story and the testimonies and the miracles, the signs and the wonders with it, but nobody want to live down to the letter of what God needs us, the way he needs us to be. We want to compromise. Mighty quiet today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We cannot, brothers and sisters, we must take a stand in God as prophetic people, recognizing, hallelujah, that the Spirit of the Lord is not going to always strive with us. The Lord ain't going to always wrestle with us to do right.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be operating in our gift line now, and he had been and gave us over to a reprobate mind, and we don't even know it.
That's right.
Have mercy, Lord. You back on, Pastor McGee?
Yes.
The Lord has been gave us over to a reprobate mind, and we'd be operating in our gifts.
Yes.
Thinking that God is with us.
Yes.
We'd be thinking God with us because our gift has not been turned off.
Right.
Oh, God.
That's good teaching. Lord Jesus.
But the Lord will give us over to a reprobate mind, and we be thinking and doing evil that we're doing God a service.
Right.
We'll be doing evil thinking we serving God. We don't. And that's the great compromise. That is a big problem within Christendom at this hour, and nobody wants to look at it. Nobody wants to face it. this sitcom or whatever is about to come out about the preachers in Hollywood. I'm scared, people of God. I'm gonna tell you something right now. I'm scared.
Yep.
Scared at what that is going to do to the apostles and the prophets and the men and women of God who are serious about God if they don't represent right.
Yep. Right.
Okay. Hello, light bulbs.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. And I just don't think that it should be commercialized if they don't have a element contained in this sitcom that is going to reach the lost, that is going to help the hurting. But if it's all about their life, their lifestyle, they hip hop, they this, they that, I'm just scared of it. I am. Because it's very easy to send out the wrong message.
Yes, it is.
To weak minded people who are carnal anyway, sitting in the pews.
Right.
Amen.
They're already carnal minded. They're carnal Christians. And they're sitting in the pews, and now you're going to expose these type of Christian leaders who may be taken as ballers by the time it's over.
Right.
That's right.
I'm scared.
Yep.
I'm scared. And it's something we need to consider. Something we really need to look back and discern with a spiritual eye and make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that we are represented right.
Right. Amen.
That we are represented right. Because, you know, it's easily the way the show is set up for something to come forth that they may not want to deal with publicly on that level due to the fact that it will part the waters within the framework of their church.
That's right.
So it's difficult. It's difficult for you to have a congregation that's 30% homosexual, and for you to be talking on a show, and they ask you about homosexuality, and you compromise it.
Right.
You compromise it because you know what's in your congregation, and you know they're paying participants.
Right.
And the gators on your feet, they bind.
Yep.
See, don't nobody want to hear truth. That's the problem.
That's what you think about double-minded man, Apostle.
We don't want to look at the reality of things, and some things. Mama say some streets don't need to be crossed. You need to stay on the side you're on. Hello, light bulbs. See, Jesus never told us, and we, you know, I talked about this some time ago, Bert. I talked about prophets and puppets in my on the page there in a prophetic manner, and that's a book that's going to be released too. But the prophetic manner I talked about was prophets and puppets. And when I talk about that, you know, the prophet shouldn't be after the key to the city. The prophet shouldn't be after a letter from the governor and the mayor and pictures with all of the statesmen and all of this all over. And when you see that, that just shows you're a compromiser.
Right.
That's all that show. You a compromiser.
Right.
Because with all the political unrest that's going on in America, the prophet, the apostle, the pastors, the people, the men and women who's shepherding God's people should be standing in opposition in what's going on.
Right.
That's right.
All right.
How I'm going to be shaking hands with you, and you just led the whole country, the whole state, or the whole city, or whatever, into doing something that's anti-God.
Right.
Jesus.
Come on. Come on.
God never told us to win positions like that.
No, he didn't.
That's never been the agenda of the man and woman of God. We're supposed to stay in a position to be able to walk in and tell the king, you're wrong.
Right.
That's right.
God told me to come tell you, you're wrong.
Right.
Yes,
I'm invited to the governor's house, you know. He want me to come and what you so giddy about? I'm invited to God's house.
Right.
Okay.
I was glad when they said to me, let's go to God's house, not to the king's palace.
Right.
That's right.
Okay. See, that just don't make no sense to nobody. We got some callers. Let me see what they got to say. Eric calls 314. Mike is hot.
Hey, this is Diane. I was calling just to agree with the word that's going forth. That word right there is now going forth everywhere, and you need to be on the rooftop of the White House preaching it so somebody's ass can wake up. The church house is almost the worst place you can go to nowadays.
Well, yeah. Diane, wait a minute, Diane. Where are you calling from?
From St. Louis.
All right, Diane. I got you. 314 area code. All right, go ahead.
We know we have to assemble ourselves together because that's what the word tells us. But there's so much compromise. It's almost an 80% compromise and 20% remnant. And
Lord.
You're almost stomped on because you open up your mouth. But everywhere I go, I'm crying loud and I'm swearing not. And people calling you peculiar. Yeah, I am peculiar. And they're saying, oh, you know what? How did she get off on that? But it's the word. You have to, when you're prophetic, you have to say what God is telling, what's in your spirit, and you can't help it. I mean, you're crying out in the wilderness. People's eyes are shut, wide shut. They're not wide open, but they're wide shut.
Yeah. Mm. When you are prophetic, when you accept your prophetic anointing, your prophetic gifting, or your call to the office of the prophetic, you must ask yourself who you gonna work for.
Right. I'm
who
done.
You gonna represent? Are you a representative of the people, or are you a representative of God? I chose God because He the one called me.
Amen.
He called me from my mother's womb. I chose the one whose voice I heard. I chose the one who appeared to me in the rainbow.
That's right.
Mm.
And I'm going to always be on his side, even when it hurts me.
You know, it's amazing. I'm asking God, even now, am I in the right house? And I know I'm in a prophetic house, but at the same time, you see compromise. And all over the city, you see compromise. And
well, sweetheart, you might just be there to help. And I'm going to say this to you, and I mean this because this is something I say a lot. We can't help nothing by leaving it.
That's true. That's very true.
So, you know, pray and see if this house is an assignment that God has you to be an example, because your example is very important. Your walk of integrity and your stance on the Word of God is very, very important. And know that somebody is looking at you. And there's somebody there that's saying, I want to be like her.
Right.
Because the God in you. Because I don't know a place you can go, and I'm even talking about the place where I pastor, that you are not going to find something, praise the Lamb of God, that's a little bit out of order.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
I'm just telling you the honest God truth. Hallelujah. See, the whosoever will messes us up when it comes down to what we let in.
Right.
But a change should be coming in these people. And a lot of times the change mechanism is what's messed up. And that
right.
is, there is no change process.
Oh.
There is no opening eye of regeneration, of justification, and sanctification and holiness, and all of these words are not even being used in our churches.
They're not being used.
When you tell a believer today they've been justified by faith, they'll say amen, then you'll say, now explain that, and they can't do it.
Right.
You're right.
They don't even understand the salvation process.
Mm.
Wow.
Because they join
wow.
church. See, when you've been born again, you understand the salvation process.
That's
right.
You can't help it.
That's right.
Because you know you got on your knees and cried to the Lord and told
That's
him you
right.
were sorry.
That's
yes.
right.
You accepted him as your Lord and Savior and told him, I'm gonna let you rule me now. By
wow.
your word, by your will, by your way. I want to be just like you.
Right.
But if you ain't been through that process, you can't explain it. You need to come
wow.
to church. You need to come to church. That's the carnal mind. See, if you come to church, you know, get that good word in you like I do every Sunday. Woo, inspire me on to just take me across another week. That ain't what church for. That ain't what salvation for.
Right.
But the average person can't even explain it. They can't explain
wow.
it. Because we are compromisers. We are a people that we love doing things that make us feel good.
Yes.
We love doing things and entertaining stuff that causes us to get a euphoric feeling about it. So we're
mm.
doing this thing for God, and you are doing
wow.
nothing.
Wow.
You ain't doing nothing for God. If God can take a jackass on the road and make him speak to a prophet, I know he can take a bird and make him preach the gospel. You ain't
yeah.
doing nothing.
Mm.
Wow.
Wow.
We just don't want to walk in this. No. We just talk it, but we don't want to walk in it. And it's too many people who are sitting in the pews on their way to hell. And
yes,
it's too many people. Yes indeed. Never. Do you know almost everybody I go to their bedside and talk to them about God when they're on their deathbed? The majority of them have never repented and been in church all their life.
Yep.
Oh my God.
And if you don't repent, you can't be saved.
Right.
Jericho 773. Your mic high.
God bless you, Apostle. How are you?
Man of God, I'm standing on the wall.
And it sounds like you're doing the good work.
I'm standing on the wall. I'm engaged in a good work, and I can't come down. Hallelujah. Yeah, man. You know, this conversation here brings us to a place, praise the Lamb of God, that we have to examine ourselves and make sure that we don't come to the end of the road and see that our living was vain because of the vain gloriness that we received out of the journey that we was on, that we thought we was giving glory to God and we was giving glory to ourselves. And this is going to be the awesome slap in the face to a lot of leaders when they come to the end of the journey and the Lord tell them, I never knew you.
Right.
It's going to be crazy. And the way the word of God sets up says that road is going to be crowded.
Yes, Lord.
But I never knew you. You worker of iniquity. That's what he calls you. A worker of iniquity. Now, I don't know a man on this line, if you were married, what would you do to somebody who misused your bride?
Uh-oh.
They'd be ready to fight.
Chicago. I was born and raised in Chicago, and homie don't play that in Chicago. You don't mess with a man's wife.
No,
you don't mess with a man's wife. You don't mess with his kids. You don't mess with his mama. You don't mess with his car, and you don't mess with his money in Chicago. Those things are off limits if you want to live.
Throw down.
Am I right, Linnell?
You throw down on that one.
So, the first one being the wife. If, in fact, the church is the bride of Christ.
Right.
I think he's going to be upset about the way some of us entreated his wife.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. That's going to be an issue. Prophet Daryl Saunders is on the line. Illinois. Got another caller, 818. California.
Good morning, Prophet.
Good afternoon. Well, it's afternoon to us, morning to you. You and Callie Alley, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Good morning to the family and all the callers and listeners. I wanted to comment on the preachers that series is coming out. Some things you said that kind of really touched home. The part about, I think you're right. I think that it is a little scary because you are going to go into a lot of pastors and, you know, their lives and lifestyles and things of that sort. And I attend Noel Jones, that's my bishop, and I go to Bishop McClendon sometimes too. I'll fellowship there. And one thing you have to remember about L.A., is that it is a show. It's almost like a huge commercial. Who's got the baddest car, the celebrities, who's given the most money. It's sometimes we forget that we're not there to see what so-and-so has on or see we're going to see in church today. You know, it isn't about all that. It's really about the fellowship, and it's about the Word of God. And when you live in a place where it's so Hollywood and I'm going to church because I want to show off this new outfit or a hat. And it is a lot of gays in both churches, I will say that. And they do give a lot of money. But I think that what happens is some ministers, the reason why they don't really, my minister, Bishop Noel Jones, he does preach on homosexuality and lesbians, but he tries not to offend anybody because it is a lot that do go to the church. I've never really heard Bishop McClendon preach on it, not to say that he doesn't, but it does get misconstrued because what happens is people forget the church. It isn't about somebody's husband or trying to find a man or trying to find a woman or men, the gays are in there trying to, you know, get the men or whatever. That's, to me, when you go to church and then you see women, especially when you have leaders who don't have wives. So we don't have church mothers anymore. And when you have leaders who don't have wives, you got the vultures coming out, the bloodsuckers. And women come there, church etiquette. We don't have etiquette anymore in the church home. And I think that we need to get back to the old mothers where we had to wear gloves or we had, not necessarily in that sense, was saying that it was a certain morals and standards in the church, the way you dress. The reasons why you came, you had Sunday school. It's just so much now. It's gotten too casual. It's gotten too common. And God is not casual nor common, you know. And I think that when you allow your congregation to get a little too comfortable, then you forget what your purpose is. You forget why you're there. And I think that's what happens is, it's not a commercial. It's supposed to be about God and about, you know, really seeking God in His Word And I think that a lot of, I'm not saying all churches, I'm not saying that it's Noel Jones or Bishop McClendon. I'm just saying when you think about L.A., that's what's up. A lot of churches have forgotten that it's not about us, it's about God. And that's why you see so much things that's running rapid in the church home, because it's Hollywood. And people are not being taught to go to church for certain reasons. They're going just because I want to look good Sunday and I want to show off my new kicks and there might be a honey there or a cute guy. That's not what church is about. So I think that by when this clip does come out, it's going to show, you know, a lot about church. It really is. And I just, and unlike you, Prophet, I don't want people to get misled and get the wrong idea that church is not Hollywood. Church is God. It's a place of worship, you know. And I think that a lot of times we get, even this Sunday when I went to church, it was like a fashion show. It was just, Noel Jones, don't get me wrong, this powerful man of God, can really preach that word, but you just have people come in there for, you know, a lot of the wrong reasons, and we need to really get back to why we're there. Why are we here? You know, so.
Wow.
Right,
Prophet? I agree, but, you know, I've been in the presence and I met, you know, Noel Jones on a couple of occasions. Maybe just a couple of months ago we were together. And, you know, very articulate, very brilliant guy when it comes down to preaching and ministering and what have you. I don't have any problems with him when I mention it more in the entertainment light, as you said, when it comes down to this show that's about to hit the airwaves and how people are going to take that, because I believe they're going to be trying to showcase their lifestyle, and a lot of people are not can't handle preachers in Bentley. Just can't handle it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Can't handle preachers in Bentley when as people in the congregation that need food, or children don't have sufficiency to go to school, and that another. They even though to me it's wrong for them to relate it to the bishop or to the person, because a man like Noel Jones preaches probably 200 messages or more a year. You know, maybe even I can even probably go to say 600 to 900 to 1,000 messages a year. We're preaching 3 times on Sunday and in many revivals and conferences and things of that nature that he does. And whatever his honorariums are and what have you, in the years that he's been doing this, he probably can afford his own car, pay his own note and insurance. But we must always remember we don't belong to ourselves. We belong to the Lord. And we must always remember, the Lamb of God, that we should pose ourselves in a way that we can be accepted in the vocation that we're called and not looked at as pimps or players or anything else, because it sends the wrong message out. A new wave of preachers and what have you that's coming on, that the goal is going to be drive that kind of car, to wear those kind of clothes, to wear that kind of jewelry, to have that kind of watch, because we have the mentality that says that's what success is.
Absolutely.
And we don't determine it by how dry or how wet our baptismal pool is. How
Absolutely.
Many people have been through that baptismal pool this year? If we have taken in more Christian experience than we have taken in candidates for baptism, something wrong with the church.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because
LA is a cesspool of sinners.
That's cool.
And we all know it.
Absolutely.
From Compton on, you know? So I'm just saying, you know, we have to come to a place of saying, Is ministry really being done? Or is this just a meeting house for the elite to get their euphoric feeling for the week? Everybody waiting, sitting in these chairs waiting on this man to come out and do mental something with them that will excite them. I mean, I'm very serious because that's what a lot of people do. And if he's not preaching, I ain't coming to church. So that's where I get my best high from.
Exactly.
Issue of homosexuals in the church and everything, I don't have a problem with homosexuals backing the church out if they're there, pray just like the adulteress and the whoremonger and the liar and the manipulator and the thief. Everybody should be there to be changed.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But you
everybody should be there to be changed.
It should be testimony as far as that being changed. There should be testimony. There should be some ministry to show the change. The presence that has to show it.
Is much needed across the board, and I hope no one has taken this out of context, but I'm telling you, what we want from God in this season, people, and that's why the conference that we're having is established as Warring for Your Promise there in Chicago, Illinois, in November the 6th through the 8th at the Doubletree Hotel in Oak Brook, Illinois. We're having this conference because we are not going to receive the promises of God materialistically and spiritually without change.
Yes.
There must be some change because if he give it to us in our condition, it's going to worsen your condition.
Mm.
And what we're talking about, let me just give you a hypothetical. All right? My church is one of the leading churches in the city of Detroit. Next Sunday, Kerry Franklin going to be there. Hypothetically, next Sunday, Mary going to be there. The Sunday after that, Jonathan Nelson's coming. Then next month, T.D. Jakes preaching, and then the following Sunday after that, Vanessa Bell Armstrong, and going down the list, of all of these great people that people run to theaters to hear, do concerts and minister and stuff. Well, now, my baptismal pool, I got 25,000 members, but I've only baptized 3,000 in the last 10 years.
Mm.
Now I get another $10 million dropped on me as a result of the promise. So what am I going to do with this money? Am I going to reach more people to save, or am I going to make entertainment even bigger?
Mm.
So something has to change in order for change to come.
Yes.
If I'm making any sense.
Yes.
You know,
like giving a crackhead $1 million. Because you promised it to him. Now, we know what he's going to do with the money.
Mm.
Either he's going to crack it up or it's going to kill him.
Yes.
So we have to come to a point and a place as prophetic people to sense God, discern where God is, what God desires, and put that in place.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God, and put it in place, and stop being, y'all forgive me for using the term, but monkeys, having the monkey syndrome.
Mm.
What is it called? Being anthropos. Because when you're anthropos, you're like a monkey. Monkey see, monkey do.
Yes.
Because they doing this, it's working over there, I'm going to do it over here. Because they doing that, I'm going to bring it over here. But is what they doing God?
Right.
So in nearly every church we go into now, it's the same theater set up. And the same thing happens. And when it don't happen, we act like we ain't had good church. But when you go in a place and everybody's on their knees repenting at the altar, have mercy, Lord. And demons are being cast out. You better believe God is in the house.
Yep.
God is in the house. The laying on of hands has become a show.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all don't like me.
Yeah.
Some be preaching, then they just break out, just start laying hands on people. Just run through the crowd. Just for what unction you to do that? What did your message have to do with that? How do this connect?
Right.
You just doing what you saw somebody else do. If we would move by the Spirit of God, Prophet Carlos, Prophet Daryl, oh my God, Bertha, if we would move by the Spirit of God and let the Lord lead our hands and be sensitive to Him, we would see so many powerful things happening until it would just blow our minds.
Yes.
But everybody want to be like the next person.
Right.
Everybody want to take on that person's spirit. And all you got to do is take the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I see what my Father say, I do what I see my Father do.
Yes.
He said, that's my mode of ministry, man. I'm just doing what I saw my Father do. I saw my Father create and recreate and heal and deliver. So I'm doing it. And the words I speak, these are the words my Father spoke.
Right.
I'm just saying what He said. And He got in trouble for saying it.
Yeah.
My Lord.
That's what we have to contend with, brothers and sisters. I am so elated to have all of you on the show today, praise the Lord, especially after the big miss on yesterday due to our technical difficulties, and I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of rebuttal after some of my good critics listen to this show during the archive periods tonight and in the future. And I'm probably going to be labeled a radical in a little while, but I'm just very serious. I just sit back and I hear God and I see God and I'm watching God work in our ministry, and my daughter is sitting, Angel is sitting right here next to me, a walking miracle. I just I just look at her every day and just say, look at my child. No doctor's medicine. She was like the woman that with the issue of blood. She didn't went to physicians and chiropractors, cracking her back, realigning her, pulling her toes, doing everything to get her equilibrium and balance and all of this. And she feels can't look to the right, to the left, feel like she's falling or dizzy. And this, the hands been laid on her. She's been slapped, everything. And now, just in a worship service, Bertha, you was there. In a worship service, God tell your daughter to get up and walk.
That's what he said.
She got up and started walking. He said, tell her to stop. I said, Angel, stop. Tell her to turn around. Tell her to come back to you. Now tell her she just left her sickness right there. It ain't bothered her no more.
Wow.
Lord.
That's what we need in our churches. We need God in the house.
That's right.
Not who got the best band. Man, they musicians, somewhere, you go over there, man. And that's all they are is a band. And they sleeping with everybody in the church.
Uh-oh.
A band.
Hallelujah.
We need some minstrels. We need some people whose hands and hearts are dedicated to God.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who come in there to worship God, to praise God, and not to become celebrities.
That's right.
We got people in church who want to become church house celebrity.
Yep.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
You can't tell me that's what God anointed you for. God anointed me to be a celebrity. What?
Yes.
Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy, Lord.
Brothers and sisters, we must come up to a higher place and a deeper, praise the Lamb of God, understanding of the Spirit of God. If I was God, I got enough sense to say, I ain't moving in this mess so you can take all my glory.
That's right.
And brand it on like it's you.
That's right.
Like it's you. They never see another Azusa Street situation in the Church of God in Christ because they've been worshiping Mason for the longest.
Yeah,
you better say that. You better say
I'm just telling the truth. But all their churches is a picture of Mason up in it.
Not mad, Apostle.
Mason didn't make that happen.
Right.
No, he didn't. I did.
That was worship. That was a prayer meeting. That was people calling on God.
Yeah.
That was unity. That was oneness.
Yes, Lord.
Our God in heaven.
Mm.
Hallelujah. We're out of time, people of God. I love you. I bless you. Thank you. Bobo for calling in from California. Diane, praise the Lamb of God. Thank all of you. Let us remember to keep praying for the sick and the shut in, especially, praise God, we are holding up Father Carter very high during this time, and Mother Carter, and those down in the Baton Rouge area. Let's keep them in prayer, people of God, the Lamb of God, as God continues to recover. Thank you, Bertha. For being here, my son, Linnell, Pastor Linnell McGee, Prophet Carlos, praise the Lamb, Pearson, thank you for being with us also. I love all of you guys, and I thank God for you. Angel, thank you for sitting in the studio with me. Hallelujah. And now my daughter's going to have lunch with me. I love you guys. I bless you. I'll talk to you guys on tomorrow. Be blessed.
Yeah. And hallelujah.
Clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice because I'm brand new. No one.